Well, I want to hear what you have to say. We're talking to a woman who spent her time, her energy, her life, in fact, with the famous Santa Cruz City Council at the, what do they call it, the study session, the retreat?
Strategic planning.
Ooh, strategic planning. Did they, what
something
did they
like that, and I think... I did hear there was a difference between the work planning meeting and the strategic planning meeting. That was finally clarified at the end of the day, but I'm still not sure which one I was at.
Ah, it's a confusing situation.
What size are you?
And so how many hours
actually,
did you spend there?
It was really feely-goody. It was really like the morning...
Did you and Watkins hug and make up?
I wanted to rub noses with about everybody in the room. Yep, everyone. We were... the facilitation was excellent. This Nicole woman, whoever she was, like, she was incredible. And there seemed to be some real progress with the dots at the very end of the meeting.
The dots. That's a candy or an actual phenomenon?
No, it's an actual sticky. It's a sticky dot. Sticky, sticky dot. And everybody got to finally at, like, 5:15 at the very end of the day after we all talked, and they did listen to the public, by the way, twice.
And during the two-minute period they were allowed?
No, they gave us more time. I actually was able to expend all of my air.
My God, an hour and a half?
Hey.
Hi. Hugging the infamous Tyler. I want to make a note of that.
But at the end of the day, we all got down to the dots and really trying to, like, what needs to be prioritized, what could be put off. And it looks like the Watkins, Myers, Cynthia Matthews group would really like to make sure the corridor, golf course street, what's the name, golf course drive and the corridor?
Golf club drive.
They're really invested in that. And so it's
a very essential part of our Santa Cruz strategic planning.
Well, yeah. And, no, it was really feel good. And then city staff came in for the...
Martine Bernal was there.
Martine was there the whole day. Martine Bernal was there the whole day. Susie O'Hara was only there in the morning.
Aw, shucks.
I didn't get the good sandwiches, man. Ooh, they look... The salads look like...
You came too late for the
sandwich? No, I wasn't on city council or staff, so I
didn't... allow the public to eat?
I did eat.
What did you eat?
I ate everything else. I ate coffee. I had some really nice spread on my bagel in the morning.
Some Ritz crackers, perhaps.
And I had, you know, nuts... And trail mix. I mean, I was happy. I wasn't a member of the in-city council crowd, so I was happy with that. I was happy with the public comment.
It's in to be out, you know.
But overall, I would say that the situation is still one of the wealthy old guard who's well-connected to certain people on council and the progressives. And the thing that felt like it was maybe going to be a little different was Justin was... really adept at building bridges. Drew was still really feisty, and we all learned language about how to talk to these people.
Was it recorded, this whole thing, or not?
I don't know.
Is this all paid for?
Because it was probably a Brown Act, required, so I would hope it was recorded, because those of us who just couldn't make it to that session...
Dude, let me talk about the golf course.
Oh, dear, the golf course.
Oh, my gosh, that place is enormous. Do you know how much housing we could put on that golf course?
Well, now, housing, it would ruin the putting, for one thing.
Oh, my gosh, dude, it's a huge splotch of land. I've never been there before, and as soon as I saw that place, I was like, whoa!
You thought, here's the next
housing.
43 campgrounds?
Transitional encampments. Low income housing, which is, by the way, very environmental. Rachel, if you're listening, I still want that email on this. We could put so much housing out there, and they could still have a smaller golf course.
And Justin Cummings agreed, of course.
Drew is the one who planted the seed in my brain, and that seed is going to grow into a full tree.
So raucous and abusive and misogynist and sexist and rude.
No.
We can't allow that kind of talk on our shitty council.
No, there is a lot of bridge building today. Really, Robert, I know you're not going to want to put this on.
I censor nothing.
Even the environmentalists, when they walked in the room and toward the late afternoon, they were like, wow, the vibes really feel good in here.
And, of course, the room was crowded with homeless people sitting on the floor. Not really.
Not really. We still have a ways to go.
I guess so. After all, you know, I mean...
Way down south.
Were they providing golf clubs for those who needed them?
I don't want to be too rude anymore.
Yeah,
so,
certainly
whatever.
Not. You know, I try to be a little more mellow, Elise. I mean, remember, if only you work with the powers that be, they can help you to achieve your goals.
Darn, I'm realizing I really should have gone into real estate decades ago. Darn.
Oh, I'm gonna leave this here unless there's something in particular that came up.
The golf course. That's the place to build the housing, everyone. The golf course.
Sounds like treason. Treason to me. We've been talking with
Elise Casby.
Talking with
Travis.
And Travis, you say that you got a gentle wake-up call from one of our city law enforcement authorities.
Actually, there was a few. There was a few. It started off with security, first alarm. And then it ended up with two security vehicles and a supervisor vehicle, which then after that I walked away and then came back later. I doubled back. And
where was this, or should I ask?
This was on top of the River Street garage.
I see. Now, were you alone in the garage?
There was no cars there whatsoever.
So you had driven all the cars away by the sort of a terrorist tactic?
I don't know, actually. There were already no cars there when I showed up. They just didn't want me to sleep there because I didn't own a car.
Did they give you another place to go, perhaps?
They said, well, as the this
Officer Ross, 134 at 471-1131, that's the police station.
Yes. After he yelled at me that I could... that I could sleep anywhere I wanted to, but I couldn't sleep here.
Anywhere. You should have gone to the next level down.
Well, exactly. But at the same time, he was just saying it was the whole garage. And unfortunately, the security there couldn't give me a citation because I wasn't really trespassing. And there was no falsities about my trying to sleep there other than the fact that they didn't want me to sleep there. They called the police, and the police said, hey, listen to me. You can sleep anywhere you want to, but you can't sleep here.
And did you advise the police officer that it was rude to awaken a hard-working humanitarian?
You know, before I even set up, I took my wallet out, I opened it up, and I threw it on the ground and said, there's my ID. You can check me out. And they searched.
You spread your cheeks.
No, I didn't spread my cheeks, but
well, there you are. Not cooperating. Resisting arrest.
I didn't try to
obstructing an officer. I see what's going on here. Get hands behind your back. Assume the position.
They couldn't find anything though. They went through my backpack and, you know, they didn't really know what was there. All the condoms that I got from what was that place that happened a few days ago on Wednesday? The 19th, wasn't it?
Project Homeless Connect or Santa Cruz Connect or some such thing.
Yes, thank you, by the way. That was awesome, everyone. But yes, I had a large amount of condoms that looked suspicious to the police officers.
Have you been able to put them to good use is the question?
Yes, I didn't find anything to put them to good use other than making them into water balloons or balloons to throw at cars that I don't like.
I see. And have you been successful in your targeting?
No, I haven't because I don't have enough money for paint and I'm still looking for donations.
All right, so if anybody has anything to donate for, what's your name again, sir?
Oh, Travis.
You can always contact me and I will pass on the... I'll pass out probably before I pass anything on, but that's another story.
Anything in acrylic or oil would be preferable, and I definitely would choose paint thinner and oil paint, preferably to acrylic.
Sort of a performance artist, that sort of thing?
Yes, definitely. A permanent performance artist.
I gotcha. And we've been talking with...
Travis.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome.
And last but not least, I'm talking with that... man about Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Lawrence McGregor.
And Lawrence, you're chowing down on the remains of the Food Not Bombs food. How is it?
Pretty good.
I've got to try some of that food one of these days.
The soup is better.
I've actually had some in the past, and some of it was pretty good. I'm a kind of picky eater myself. What have you got to report?
This lady here,
Elise,
talking about moving up to the Daily Radio Park, I would blow up someone's house.
You're thinking of that as an option or as a response?
Response.
So you prefer to keep the golf course pristine?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a golfer yourself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't like people going to my golf course and making a mess.
And so you're going to defend the rights of golfers everywhere?
Yes, I will.
I see. And how long have you been a golf addict?
19 years.
Well, I know very little about golf. I play miniature golf, but I've never played a real, you know, hearty, manly game of golf in the way that others do. Anything else happening?
Not so much. Just me sleeping like a baby.
Well, that's good. That's good. You're indoors, yeah? Mm-hmm. You're pointing to your cart and your bike. And you have a tarp underneath. Looks like a tent, perhaps. Camouflage.
That's where no one sees me.
Well, even I'm having trouble seeing you. Where did you go? No, there you are. Okay, so.
Ha, ha, ha.
Hardy, har, har. Anything you want to add?
What does that mean?
The Union of the Homeless is a newly formed group that wants to defend the rights of people who are hassled by police because they aren't, I'm not well enough camouflaged.
If they could give us a place to live and the cops won't fuck with us, I'd be cool. But
the cops have been harassing
everybody, even at people on the beach.
So what have you heard of in the last day or two?
Nothing.
That's good. Or maybe you've just been elsewhere.
Well, I'm trying to eat and you're trying to put a thing in your mouth.
I got you. You take care, man.